Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Let's talk to the Diddy. Ray Dittinger joins us every single Monday at this time. Our hearts obviously full of joy with the Eagles' victory. Our hearts also heavy with the passing and the unexpected passing of Bernie Perrone over the weekend. On both topics, we turn to one of our Hall of Famers, the Diddy, Ray Dittinger. Ray Diddy, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. You know, Ray, we'll get to the Eagles, but I know the Bernie thing has hit you really hard. You knew him really well. I know you were with him recently. This is a big one in the history of Philly sports. If you could, some context, sir, from your mind, your heart, on the passing of Bernie Perrone.
Oh, man. You said it, Joe. I mean, I'm the only journalist in town that covered the Stanley Cups in the 70s. I'm the only ones left. That was a long time ago, but it was unforgettable. I'll never forget those years. I'll never forget those guys. I'll never forget those parades because they started it all. And Bernie was the backbone. Bernie was the guy that got him there. And I've often said that, I mean, I've watched a lot of hockey over the years, but I've never seen, and you can take Brodeur, Wah, Hasek, Dryden, all of them. No goaltender ever played better than Bernie did those 2 years. It was what he did was unbelievable. Joe, do you realize that in those 2 seasons, he played 141 of 156 games?
Yeah, that's incredible. Wow. Yep. That doesn't happen at that position.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. And the year of the first cup, he set the league record for wins in a season. He won 47 games that year. He had 12 shutouts. He had a goals against average of 1.89. Playing for a team where the whole team was in the penalty box every night.
Right.
I mean, he was facing power plays the entire season, set the league record for wins. And in those back-to-back years, of course, he won Conn Smythe both years. He won the Vezina both years. And he had, in the two playoff runs, just the playoffs, in the playoff 2 runs, in those 2 years, he had 6 shutouts. Yeah. And over the 2 seasons, he had 22 regular season shutouts, and he had 6 postseason shutouts, and won both championship games, the clinchers, won them both by shutouts. Shut out the Bruins, shut out the Sabres to win the final games with zero margin for error. They beat the Bruins 1-0, and they beat the Sabres 2-0, and the second goal came in the final minute. So, it's a long time ago, but the memory of what he did that season and what he meant to this city and what he continued to mean to this city for the rest of his life is something I'll never forget.
Listen, Ray, how about when the Phillies a couple of years ago and they're in the World Series and they say, all right, we want one representative from each team to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. And, you know, the only one that was recent was Brandon Graham as an active at that time Eagles player. And you had Mike Schmidt representing the Phillies. And you had, you know, Dr. J representing the Sixers. And you had Bernie Perrone representing the Flyers. I mean, he is Philadelphia royalty. Ray, you were with him just a couple days ago. I was with him 2 weeks ago. I saw no signs that this was about to happen. You were with him last week. Did you get any indication that it had gotten that bad?
No. No, nothing. We, you know, my new play, Spinner, just opened on Wednesday, which is, and it's a hockey play at the Delaware Theater Company. And so for opening night on Wednesday night, I asked Bernie, I said, would you come to the theater? Would you come to the play and help us kickstart this thing, get it off on the right foot? And, you know, Bernie said, absolutely, I'll be there. Just tell me where it is and when you need me. And so he came Wednesday night as our special guest to take part, to watch the play and then take part in the question and answer session after the play. And he looked terrific, and he was in great spirits. And the memory I'll always have is, you know, when I introduced him and he walked onto the stage, he got this enormous standing ovation. Yeah. And I guess it was his last one. And it was really memorable. And, you know, at the end of the evening, you know, I gave him a hug and said, I'll see you. And as I was walking out, my last memory was I turned around and I looked, and Bernie was still standing on the edge of the stage, talking to people, smiling, signing autographs, and showing them his Stanley Cup rings. Mm. That was Wednesday night. So in answer to your question, did I see anything that I worried? No, he looked great. He looked and sounded great, and there he was, meeting people, shaking hands, and showing off his Stanley Cup rings right to the end. And, you know, great, great player, one of the all-time great players, one of the all-time great athletes in the history of this city, but also one of the very best people. They don't come any better than Bernie Perrone.
Totally agree. Ray, I agree with you 1,000,000%. And I'll say, for me, it was a tremendous thrill when I got to see him play. For the first time in my life, when the Winter Classic came to Philly in 2012. Yeah. Yep.
Right.
And, you know, because I was born in 78, so I didn't have memory of seeing Bernie Perrone play. And going down there that day to see the Flyers alums versus the Rangers alums, for me, over 50% of it was, for the first time in my life, I'm going to get to see Bernie Perrone play hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he just was, you know, I've been trying to convey it all show, Ray. He was just such a special person, and it's a tremendous loss. But I will also say we're very fortunate to have had him, both in the Philadelphia sports, you know, with the Flyers, the culture, for those of us that personally knew him. We're very lucky that Bernie Perrone was in our lives. And so God bless him, his family. You know, his wife, of course, and the Flyers organization and all Flyers fans. It's a tremendous, tremendous loss. Ray, let's talk some Eagles as well, because
sure.
I know you watched that game with a heavy heart. The news broke shortly before the game yesterday. By the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. We broadcast today from the Tasty Cake studio. Ray, I want to play the final play of the game for you and get your reaction to that, and then I guess we'll rewind and get to other parts of the game. But let's listen to how it ended. Merrill and Mike with the call.
Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked them again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked them again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent. They can't believe what just happened to them. Successive field goal blocks win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
All right, Ray, your reaction.
Well, my first reaction was, what a great call.
Right.
That's, you know, of all of Merle's calls, and Lord knows we've been listening to them for 50 years, that's got to be one of the great ones. And then you got Mike Quick in the background invoking his inner Al Michaels,
right,
taking us back to Lake Placid. But, you know, that was how it felt. That was how it felt. I mean, that was a game that was lost. That was a game that was gone. You know, I mean, I don't know. I certainly wasn't thinking at 26-7, oh, they'll come back and win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm thinking, well, you know, 2-1 isn't bad. You know, like, I got a tough game down in the Tampa tomorrow, but they win that one 3-1. They're in good shape. I mean, I had no thought they were going to come back and win this game. And they hadn't, you know, they hadn't won a game like this in terms of comeback fashion since the DeSean Jackson play, the walk off up in the Meadowlands. But, you know, it's funny, that game, the game up in the Meadowlands, that everybody will always remember, the DeSean Jackson play, that comeback started with a play that was almost exactly like the Dallas Goedert
play. Ray, I thought the same thing when it happened.
Yep.
It was right up the seam, just like it was to Celek. It was right up the seam to Goedert. I thought the same thing.
It's really
except this one was easier. I mean,
yeah.
Celek
yeah.
was really, really well defended. Goedert was poorly defended, but I thought the same thing, Ray.
It was exactly the same thing. It was the tight end up the seam, hits the pass, Celek catches it, takes it in, and even though they're still way behind, you got the feeling that was a spark. Now they have a chance. Before that play, I didn't think they had a chance. After that play, I thought they had a chance. And yesterday, it was the same thing. When he hits Goedert with that one, yeah, it's a scoreboard. They're still down double digits, but you had the feeling that's a breath of life, you know. And I thought, especially since this one was at home, and you had the crowd, it kind of ignited the crowd. The one in the Meadowlands, you were in hostile territory. But I felt exactly the same thing, that you know what, maybe they can pull this off, and they did, and it was a real tribute to Jalen Hurts. You know, you got to give it to him for what he did in that second half, just putting together one long drive after another, and the final drive. I mean, my goodness. I mean, it's 91 yards, 17 plays. And I think that you're holding your breath the whole time, because all it takes is one mistake in that drive and it's over. You know, and you're driving 91 yards, being asked to drive 91 yards against a very good defense and play perfect, flawless football. Because one mistake ends the game and you didn't make one. Comes down to fourth down and he throws a perfect shot out to Smith at the corner of the end zone. And there you go. And then it all comes down to Jordan Davis saving the game with that play. Amazing. You know, we've talked a lot about his work in the offseason, his conditioning, losing the weight. And, man, have you seen it through these three games?
I'll
I mean,
say.
All the snaps that he's played
yeah.
and as well as he's played. Oh, my goodness. But what he showed you when he scoops that ball up and runs with it, I mean, that's what we all saw at the scouting combine. I mean, that's what we saw when he was being tested coming out of Georgia. I mean, I still remember writing down the numbers on that. Here's a guy that's – at that time, he was 6'6". And he weighed 341. That when he checked in at Indianapolis for the combine, he did a 32-inch vertical jump, he did a 10-foot standing long jump, and then of course he runs the 4.78 40 that nobody could believe.
Giant yet electrifying.
Oh, it was. And
he was
no sleeper. I mean, everybody knew. Because he played at Georgia, and because he played really well, and he won the Chuck Bednarik Award as Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, he was not exactly he came out of nowhere. Everybody knew he was a good player, but it wasn't until Indy that everybody saw what a freakish athlete he was.
Yeah.
And that's when he moves up the board, and the Eagles draft him, and he comes here, and he has become a really good player. And then
finally
yesterday
showing
he makes
up again.
Yeah, and then yesterday he makes the play that absolutely will go down in Eagles history as one of the all-timers.
Ray, there's a lot of good feeling about the way it ended, but this season our run game has not been anywhere close to what I expected, what we all expected after Saquon 2,000 yards last year. Saquon's averaging 3.3 yards a carry, and it just hasn't got, hasn't looked anywhere close to it needs to. How worried should we be about the run game?
I'm a little concerned about it. I'd be being disingenuous if I just said, don't worry. Don't worry, they'll get it together. I don't like the way it looks right now. You know, and I really don't think, because some people are asking me, is something wrong with Barkley? Is he hurt? No, I don't think he is.
We know Landon Dickerson is not quite what he needs to be health-wise.
No.
We know we have a right tackle who's not, you know, the right tackle.
No. No.
Is that it? Is that the root of it?
Part of it. The center's not playing particularly well. You know, I mean, Jurgens isn't playing particularly well either. I agree with you about Dickerson. I think Dickerson is clearly he's playing through significant injury here.
Yeah.
And, you know, give him all the credit in the world that he's out there. He's still competing his butt off. But he's not playing the way he played last year. And nor is Jurgens. And that's, you know, that's the heart of your offensive line right there. And I wonder, you know, Jurgens had back surgery in the offseason. I just wonder if he's completely back. I don't know. It doesn't look like it. So that's part of the problem. And there doesn't seem to be the same kind of timing between Barkley and the offensive line right now. They just haven't hit it yet. They aren't there yet. But at this point, 3.3 yards per carry, yeah, that's a worry. But the thing about this team is, and it's a cliche, but it's very true that they do find ways to win.
Yep.
You know, and this was a team that, you know, this don't know, the Rams are good.
Yeah.
You know, the Rams are good. The Rams are going to the playoffs. I mean, there's no question. They're really good. And nobody in the league has allowed fewer points through two games than this Rams team. And you're down 19 to them in the third quarter, and you've found a way to come back and win. And just the fact that the team was able to fight back and make the plays they made and convert every big situation. It just speaks volumes about the character of this team, the want-to of this team. And I think any of the worries that anybody had was, after the Super Bowl, they won the Super Bowl, they got the rings, you know, are they really going to be as hungry? Are they really going to want it as much? Well, yesterday they showed you they did. I mean, if there was an ounce of complacency there, the kind of we lost this one. But, that's right, we'll win next one. There wasn't that. I mean, they got behind, and then they made all the plays and every right situation, every big spot. They came in the second half. They were able to come back and win a game against a team that's a really good team. And you know, to be sitting here, I mean, have they played great through this point through three games? No, they haven't. And statistically, you look at the numbers, and they certainly aren't going to tell you that. Wow, what a powerhouse! But the fact of the matter is, you came through a really tough stretch of games here, and you're 3-0. And it's sort of like, you know, don't ask how, just ask how many, and that's what they're playing right now.
Ray, it's great commentary, my man. I wish we could do, you know, the whole show on Bernie or the whole show on the Eagles. We're obviously mixing it in both, and I know you were close with him. So let me just say condolences to you and everyone who loved Bernie Parent, because I know this is weighing very heavy on your heart today.
Sure is. I mean, at the play last night, you know, we had a moment of silence for him, and I don't know if everybody in the theater had the opportunity to see him play. I wish they had, but they certainly all knew who he was, and they certainly all knew what he meant to the city of Philadelphia. And you're right, Joe, it was a tremendous loss. We're all feeling.
Ray, God bless you, and Flyers fans everywhere. We'll talk soon, Ray. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk next week. Thank you, Ray.
You too, Joe. Take care.
All right, there he is, Ray Dittinger. How about that? Bernie was with him on Wednesday. How about that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.